Good morning, and welcome to this special two-hour edition of Saturday's Child here on WFHB. It's our live monthly radio broadcast where we feature musical guests the second Saturday of every month. When one thinks of the nation's longest-running live music radio program, several come to mind. Nashville, Tennessee has the Grand Ole Opry and the Midnight Jamboree. Kentucky is the home of the Renfro Family Gathering. Not long ago, WNYC said goodnight to Folk Song Festival, hosted by Oscar Brand for more than 70 years. And today, on Bloomington Community Radio, WFHB, we say good morning in celebration of a show that concludes the first 30 years of Saturday's Child. This special two-hour edition will feature many musicians who are longtime musical friends of the program, as Saturday's Child welcomes the Postmodern Jazz Quartet, along with Gordon Bottom and Jim Richter. In the early days of local community radio, WFHB founding sound engineer Jeffrey Sundog Morris hatched the idea for a local live radio event. If it goes well, he thought, perhaps we'll make a regular run of it. Sundog contacted me and asked me if I'd voice the event as MC. I agreed enthusiastically, and on March 12th, 1994, Saturday's Child aired live on WFHB, broadcast from the John Walden Art Center's Rose Fire Bay with Gray Larson and Aaron Schrader. That was the second Saturday of the month, the spot on WFHB's program guide that Saturday's Child has occupied ever since. In 2010, the venue found a new home here in Monroe County History Center, and we play from the auditorium. Today, Sundog and I are still at it. We are joined by a small and dedicated crew of regular volunteers, most of whom have been together since that move and sometimes before. Jim Lang, Marion Connedy, Joe Loop, Ilza Ackerbergs, and Terry Mason comprise the invaluable production crew that make it all work. Yeah. Thanks a lot to Mark Hood for stepping in today as well. Yeah. From garage bands to Grammy winners, from jazz to blues to bluegrass and boogie-woogie, musical guests have varied greatly throughout the life of the program. Early fans might recall that band names like Monkey Puzzle, Garden of Joy, Two Penny Hangover. Others will identify with Saturday's Child stalwarts like Kid Kazooie, Jason Fickle, and the late Janice Jaffe. This month, for the 30-year celebration, we open with a group of prevalent musical guests who have appeared as individuals in numerous incarnations and together comprise the Postmodern Jazz Quartet. So thanks for tuning in, WFHB, for your continued support of live music on community radio for these first 30 years. Additional support for WFHB and Saturday's Child comes from Lauren Wood Builders, a family-owned company sourcing local materials and local craftspeople working to build a sustainable community. More information is available at laurenwoodbuilders.com. Make yourselves comfortable. Grab a cup of coffee, some bagels and schmears, and settle in for a fantastic hour of music. There's no charge, but for the charge you get from the show, it's always a great hour of music, and today is certainly no exception, though it will be exceptional. We're thrilled to have with us the Postmodern Jazz Quartet. Thank you.
Thanks for coming. We're basically doing a set of Wayne Shorter tunes. Wayne Shorter, late, great, recently deceased, fantastic musician, composer, tenor and soprano sax player. And we're playing his tunes. We played them a couple of weeks ago at Morgan Stern's, and we'll be playing them again in May at the Blockhouse. Anyway, that was a tune called One by One. And we're now going to play another tune, actually from the same album. This was from when he was playing with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. It's called Children of the Night. served for Nate, carrying the lead on these tunes, playing the part of Wayne Shorter, Nate Johnson. And also, especially on that tune, Ron Kadish, man. His hands must be hurting now. Ron Kadish on bass. And of course, on over there on drums is our own Art Blakey, John Valdez. On trombone, Jonathan Elmer. My name is Jeff Isaac. Thanks. We're going to now play another Wayne tune called Yes and No, also sometimes referred to as Yes or No.
Thank you.
stretch out on Tom Thumb. We'll stretch out on Tom Thumb. Also, do.
I'll do the first.
Yeah, and also let's do some trading with fours with John.
Okay.
Stretch it out. Okay. We're going to play a tune now called Tom Thumb. And then later, we'll play a tune called Fee Fi Fo Fum. We will.
Fairy tale set.
Thank you. about as well as the Postmodern Jazz Quartet.
Yeah. Celebrating 30 years of Saturday's Child right here on your community radio station, WFHB 91.3 and 98.1 FM, 100.7 in Nashville, 106.3 in Ellettsville, WFHB.org. We got the Postmodern Jazz Quartet with us this morning. We got a whole nother half to go, plus another hour, so that's a whole nother quarter, but it doesn't have the same ring. We'll have Gordon Bottom and Jim Richter with us in the second half of the show. Stick around or come on down and join us here at the Monroe County History Center on 6th and Washington Street. There's no charge, but for the charge you get from the show. We'll be right back with another portion of Saturday's Child in just a few minutes.
Did you
Good morning and welcome back to the second half of Saturday's Child. Actually, it's the second half of the first portion, as we have two sets this morning. We're here with the Postmodern Jazz Quartet this morning. Let's hear it for them. Yeah. We got Gordon Bonham and Jim Richter coming up here at the top of the next hour. So we're excited about that as well. We are celebrating 30 years. March 1994 is when we did our first show with Gray Larson and Aaron Schrader way back when. And so we're happy to be back here all this time. We're looking forward to the next 30 years. And glad you're going to be with us on WFHB's 91.3, 98.1 FM. You guys doing all right this morning? Everybody ready? Audience doing well? Hey, Jeff, I got a couple questions for you if you got a second.
Sorry, man, but I'm busy. Got to play.
If I had a dollar.
Yeah, sure. What's your question? Yeah. Speak up. Yeah, yeah. Cool.
So, I mean, it's a great array of folks here. We've had these various incarnations of these same musicians on stage in different bands and whatnot. And the first time these five guys were together as the Postmodern Jazz Quartet, since on this show at least. So tell me a little bit about the makeup of the band and, what your shoes are like, too.
We've been together as a band since 2004. Jonathan Elmer, started the band, and the original members of the quartet were Jonathan and I, Ron Kadish on bass, and Dan Deckard on drums. Nate Johnson joined us shortly thereafter, and we played together for many years. Pat Harbison joined us, and we were a sextet, and for a while, Becca Fagan was singing with us, and we were a septet. We used to play a lot at Players Pub. And over the years, people have come in and out. And this lineup we put together for the show we did at Morgan Stearns. We play every month at Morgan Stearns, a jazz salon, on the third Friday of the month. And so we did last month this show with these guys, and it's fantastic. I mean, I actually miss playing with these guys. I also miss playing with him. John has played with us a few times, and this is just a great lineup. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, we're happy.
The thing about the Postmodern Quartet is that it signifies an indefinite number of people with an indefinite identities. So people come in and out.
Yeah.
5, 3, 6, I don't know what the full identities of these people are. It's very intersectional.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting heavy in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which all those things describe me.
But we don't do critical race theory, so it's so don't fire us, please.
You're safe here. Yeah. It's all about the music. WFHB Saturday's Child, the Postmodern Jazz Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have one more tune on our list. It's called Speak No Evil, also written by Wayne from an album, one of his many albums called Speak No Evil. We're probably going to run into a second tune. If we do, we're going to play another tune that I won't identify, but you've heard it before, and I'll identify it after we play it. And we'll probably end on that other tune, that mystery tune, a special tune. Yeah. All right.
about it, folks, the Postmodern Jazz Quartet on Saturday's Child. Let's hear it for Mr. Ron Kadish on bass over there. Back behind me, former student of mine. He doesn't like to tell people that, though. John Valdez on drums. On tenor saxophone, Mr. Nate Johnson. On the trombone, Jonathan Elmer. And down there in the end, on the piano, Mr. Jeff Isaac. The Postmodern Jazz Quartet rounding out the first half of this special 30-year anniversary edition of Saturday's Child. Thanks for being a great audience through the years and for supporting our show, where additional support comes from the Monroe County History Center, where you can come on down and join us for the next hour. And from Lauren Wood Builders, a family-owned company sourcing local materials and local craftsmen working to build a sustainable community. More information, laurenwoodbuilders.com. The Postmodern Jazz Quartet, folks. That was fantastic. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being back. Hope to have you back again sooner than later. Absolutely. Fantastic.
In the next 20 years, we'll try to do it.
Next 20 years, yeah. Hopefully even sooner. I'll be 119 by then. We got Gordon Bonham and Jim Richter coming up. We'll take a short break. Thanks for being here.